Passengers have described their horror of the moment a man on board a Malaysia Airlines plane allegedly tried to disrupt their flight. The plane had to return to Melbourne when police say a passenger declared he had a bomb and tried to access the cockpit. Fellow passengers overwhelmed and restrained the man. Police now have him in custody. They say he's a 25-year-old Australian citizen from the outer Melbourne suburb of Dandenong. Stephanie Corsetti reports.
An overnight flight turned to chaos shortly after takeoff when a man left his seat. Passengers say he moved towards the cockpit, shouting that he had a bomb. Former footballer Andrew Leoncelli was on board MH128 and says a group of men had the man on the ground.
It's like, I'm going to blow the plane up. He was agitated, is the best description. 100% he was agitated. And what we've learned is that two or three brave young Aussies have taken him on. And got him to the ground.
Mr. Leoncelli says the man was carrying a large object. Police say it wasn't explosive and it got through security screening because it didn't pose a threat. Another passenger, Arif Chowdhury, described it as a terrifying experience.
For that moment, when she screamed, help, 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 danger, that was a little bit scary. What's happened with these guys? What he gonna do? And that was scary.
He says they then had to endure a long wait inside the aircraft.
About 1.5 hours, we sit in the plane. The guys were still in there on the floor. After 1.5 hour, special force come in with all the equipment, gun, helmet, and I'm pretty sure there was a special bomb squad and special force, and they just take him away.
Mother Marie Lipinski has been waiting at Melbourne Airport to see her daughter.
They had access to the internet, I would imagine, because at one point my daughter said, oh, there's an online report that there's explosives on board, and then she just freaked out, and they were really, really concerned. And then she kept asking, why isn't anybody coming to get them? Why are they still sitting on the plane?
This passenger, Laura, says the worst part of the ordeal was the mistaken belief that there was an explosive on board.
I genuinely did think that that was it. Like, I thought the plane was going to go down, the bomb was going to go off. I really did think that I was going to die. When we touched down, strangely, I was okay. And then my friend that I was travelling with, she started to freak out. She's like, oh my God, there's still a bomb on the plane.
She says passengers have been waiting in a secure area for hours with little information provided.
Now, everyone's just kind of tired, like we've been here for so long. I think some people are getting a bit aggravated now because we haven't been told anything really.
Police have described it as an isolated incident and unrelated to terrorism. Superintendent Tony Langdon.
We believe that the actions of the passengers and the crew are quite heroic. They managed to calm the situation, allow the aircraft to return safely, and we can't commend them highly enough.
Victoria Police and the Special Operations Group then entered the plane and removed the man who has mental health issues. Melbourne Airport staff are warning travellers to expect delays this morning. The man is in police custody. No charges have been laid.
Stephanie Corsetti reporting.